What if I had an answer you could use for any question you're asked? This answer would build a relationship between you and your prospect, build your knowledge base, build credibility, and increase your closing rate. Would you be interested in knowing what it is? I bet you would. And you'll learn exactly what the answer is in today's episode. Welcome to episode 2 of Deserved Consequences. Hi, this is Frank Gomez. The answer I'm speaking of isn't something profound, it's actually pretty simple. You'd be surprised how many salespeople are too afraid or too proud to use it. Speaking of pride, pride will kill your career faster than anything else, but that's a topic for another episode. This answer can be used by someone who's been in the business for 20 years, or if you're just starting out. It's equally as important for both. I won't keep you waiting until the end of the episode to find out what it is. Are you ready? You'll find out right after this break. Okay, welcome back. So, here we go. But before I tell you what the answer is, I want to remind you, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, share this with a friend, and leave me a rating. Now here's the answer. The best, most important, most powerful answer that you can give to absolutely any question that you're asked is, I don't know. Yeah, that's the answer. I do not know. Okay, I'm not saying that I don't know what the answer is. What I'm saying is that the answer is, I don't know. All right, so maybe that was a bit anticlimactic. But saying I don't know is really the best answer you can give for several reasons. The biggest reason most salespeople don't use it more often is because they don't want to lose credibility. When you don't know the answer to a question and you say, I don't know, it gives you so many opportunities. If you're a newer salesperson, most don't like to use I don't know out of fear. The fear that they'll come off looking like they don't have a clue what they're talking about, so they won't have credibility and they'll lose a sale. For veteran salespeople, it's the exact same reason for different emotions. They feel like, hey, they should know everything by now. And if they say they don't know, again, they're losing credibility. By the way, if you haven't been in this business for at least 5 years, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you don't know anything yet. I know that's going to anger most people. And the reason I say this is because when I do tell salespeople this that haven't been in the business for at least 5 years, I always piss them off. Now, I don't say this to make them angry, but that's a topic for a later episode. So please subscribe and keep listening. So here's my argument to why I do not know is the best answer you can give. And we'll get into that right after this break. Okay, so here's my argument to why saying I don't know is the best answer you can give. First, if you're asked a question that you don't know the answer to, well, don't BS an answer. Tell them I don't know. Look, a prospect's gonna know when you're BSing, and you're gonna lose all credibility, you're no longer gonna be a trusted resource for them, and now you're just a salesperson. If you're just a salesperson, it's gonna be so much more difficult to get them under contract, and the construction process is not going to be fun. By the way, being a salesperson versus being a trusted resource is a topic for a future episode. So I would definitely subscribe to this podcast. This way you're notified every time that I release an episode. Okay, so it's story time. I had a sales partner who was fairly new in the business. She had only been doing this a couple of years. And although she was a pretty good salesperson, she just was not cut out for new home sales. Yeah, and definitely. You can be a good salesperson, but new home sales is really its own different animal. And just because you find success in a different industry doesn't necessarily mean you'll find success in this industry. So I was sitting in my office and she was working a prospect. And I could hear the prospect ask her a question, something about our values and insulation. But I can also tell when she was less than knowledgeable about the topic. Her demeanor would change and her tone of voice would change. Also, she started talking really quickly. So, me realizing that she was losing this prospect, I found a clever way to interject myself and to correct her. It will give you the opportunity to find an answer to the question that you didn't have an answer for. It's really that simple. When you do that, that allows you to grow and it builds your experience. Now, if my partner would have just simply said, you know what, that's a good question, let me see if Frank knows, then those people would have never lost faith, trust, and credibility in her. And thank goodness we didn't lose that sale. But could you imagine if she hadn't done that and if she would have just stuck with the answer she gave? We would have never closed that home. Now, when I started in this business, by no means am I saying that I know everything. I started off as a sales assistant, and I had no experience. I knew nothing about construction or sales or mortgages or titles or marketing or nothing. As a matter of fact, I remember the first couple that I presented to, and it was memorable because it was horrible. And I'm not about to pretend that I sold them because I didn't. As a matter of fact, during my presentation, instead of saying the word texture, I kept on saying the word textile. Yeah, pretty stupid, right? But I learned very quickly the importance of answering with, I don't know. And if I was so prideful that I didn't do that, it would have taken me so much longer to find success in this business. Worse yet, I may never have found success in this business. And probably the most important reason that you should say, I don't know, is. We'll actually talk about that right after this break. Well, thankfully, this couple did end up contracting, and we did get them to closing. Now, during the process, they did lean on me very heavily, and they later told me that if it wasn't for my help, they would have bought somewhere else because they lost confidence in her. So this leads me to the second reason why I think I don't know is the best answer you can give, and that it builds your knowledge base. So the biggest reason that you want to use I don't know when answering a question is so that you can actually have a reason to follow up with the prospect. Have you ever heard of the saying, why buy the cow when the milk is free? Well, that same reasoning holds true for this transaction. If you give all the information that you have to that prospect up front, you are no longer valuable to them. Now there's no reason to answer your call, return an email, or respond to a text message. By you having information that they don't have, that allows you to stay valuable, it allows you to stay in front of them, and best of all, it allows for a conversation to continue so that you can build a relationship. The stronger relationship that you're able to build with that prospect, the better are the chances of you converting that into a sale, and then ultimately getting them to closing. Now, with the internet, it's hard to stay valuable to these prospects. The internet has changed the game. It's definitely changed the game since when I've gotten the business in 2001. And in the last 5 years, even then, things have changed. So when people walk in that door, chances are they know just as much as you do about the builder as well as the community. So the basics that you have to talk to them about, they already know. And if you start spewing all this information that they already know, you've lost their attention and now they're ready to leave. So you have to find other ways to stay valuable. So the information that you have, you must find ways that you can follow up with. So there's plenty of times where I may know the answer to a question, but I've chosen to say I don't know, just for the fact that it allows me to follow up with them. By doing so, now they're waiting on me to get them the information. So instead of me just cold calling and saying, hey, it's Frank, do you have any questions for me? You know, we talked all Saturday afternoon, are you still interested? Now I can actually call them with something of value and I can add to that relationship and create more dialogue. So yes, I know that can be a little sneaky sales trick, but it's so effective and it's essential to do in today's market with today's buyer. So follow-up is extremely important. It's the key to your success and longevity in this business. It's so important, we'll have several episodes regarding follow-up. So please subscribe so that you're notified every time that we post a new episode. The key to making the answer I don't know successful is actually finding the answer and following up. You must get the answer in a timely fashion, but you also have to set realistic expectations of when you'll have that answer. Again, another topic for a future episode. But if you're new to the business, saying I don't know will help build credibility and your knowledge base. It'll help you grow as a sales professional. And if you're a veteran, it's going to do the exact same for you. So as a reminder, you don't have to use the exact words I don't know. Actually, I don't use the exact words I don't know. So use whatever variation of the term that fits your own unique sales approach. Again, just take my suggestions and fit them into your own style. If you've enjoyed today's episode, I'm going to ask that you review the podcast, leave me a rating, tell a friend, and remember to subscribe. Also, I want your feedback. You can contact me at deservedconsequences@gmail.com. You can call and leave me a voicemail or shoot me a text message at 512-348-6767. That's 512-348-6767. You might hear your feedback or questions on a later episode, and I will be answering them directly on the podcast. Also, remember, standard messaging rates do apply. As always, I like to dedicate every episode, and this one is going to go to my eldest son. Those close to us know what this kid has had to endure over the last couple of years. He's dislocated his elbow, he's had surgery for a torn ACL, and he's had to deal with the passing of his mother. Yet, he's overcome all this. He just finished his freshman year in college, and I couldn't be more proud of him. Pup, you give me strength and determination every single day. I love you. Until next time, don't lose focus. Remember, today's actions will provide your deserved consequences for tomorrow.